listen to a pretty all right podcast about wrestling, do ya?
Well, the natural lad, Jim Swag, has said time and time again that there's only one podcast that's the most decent and the most all right in the industry today.
And that's who? It's the Game Raven Wrestling Podcast. Oh yeah, we're back again with the most decent and the most all-rightest fucking wrestling podcast on the goddamn internet today. Game Rage Wrestling. My name's Josh. Here today with good buddy Adam.
Greetings.
And we're going to talk today about good buddy Eddie Guerrero.
Yes.
Which, you know, I do think that if his unfortunate passing would not have taken place, that Eddie Guerrero would be very supportive of Game Rage Magazine and all the things we do here at Game Rage Wrestling.
I actually have an interesting fact about Game Rage Magazine.
Oh, you do?
You're 15% less likely to get addicted to fentanyl if you watch or listen or both to Game Rage Magazine.
If you watch and listen, does that double your likelihood of getting less addicted to
it? Might. Fentanyl? I don't know the science. I just know that
we support the numbers. We support the facts. All right.
15% less likely to do fentanyl, man. You know what that means? That means more time spent listening to Game Rage Magazine.
That's true. And not doing fentanyl.
And that is the most decent and the most all right.
Yeah. Also, related fact, I did hear, though, you know, on the flip side of that, that if you are actually addicted to fentanyl, that if you listen to Game Rage, you have a 60% likely chance of when you eventually overdose on fentanyl of the Narcan actually working and fucking, you know, bringing you back to life.
And so, overcoming addiction.
And all, no, that's not actually, no, it's just bringing you back to life.
Okay.
Game Rage Magazine, yes, we're awesome, but we don't have that kind of power. Right? We're not there yet. All right,
we haven't worked out the science yet.
Yeah, we haven't worked out the science of swaying addiction. All right, but we're working on that shit.
Yeah.
If anything, we may cause addiction. Actually, like the FDA may make us put fucking on all of our shit. This podcast may cause addiction, like or Game Rage is addicting, like on cigarettes. Like we're gonna fucking have all this shit we're gonna have to do.
Yeah.
So, anyways, today we're gonna talk about, like I said, good buddy Eddie Guerrero. And if you want to listen to more of our stuff, you can go to YouTube, Game Rage Magazine, like, comment, and subscribe. You can also follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine, Twitter/X at Game Rage Mag. You can follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram, and you can follow our good buddy Frank at Anime_Syndicate_Podcast. All right. Today we're specifically we're going to talk about Eddie Guerrero.
The promo that he cut it. The thing that we were supposed to cover.
Yeah, in the last episode, and we ended up fucking going on a tangent about botches.
Yeah.
But now we're going to talk about the actual promo. And so, like I had said before, that there was an episode, there was a thing that I saw where this guy who was like a professional voice actor, he did the promo, he read it. He didn't do the whole thing though. He cut out some shit, like he edited it, which kind of pissed me off. But he did the whole thing, and he did it as like a British guy, and it was like it was very good. Like it was very, he did a very good job, even though he cut shit out. But it just made me, it brought me back to like how great that fucking promo was. And so we went back and watched the original promo that he cut in the ring, and it was much more impactful him doing it than just hearing this, you know, guy do his like rendition or his version of it, right?
Yeah, it was like fucking that show with Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, like it was like the Peaky Blinders.
It was
version.
Like a Peaky Blinders version of it.
Yeah, which was, I mean, it was still good, but not, it wasn't as good as the original Eddie Guerrero saying the shit. And the promo is fucking excellent because it's that fucking masterful thing with wrestling of realizing, or not realizing, but blurring the line between fiction and reality.
Yeah.
Because this was a real part of his story, his real life, non-outside of wrestling life. Eddie Guerrero was addicted. He was an addict and had these experiences, and to include that in the storyline, and this is the thing, man, it just makes the characters more fucking multidimensional. It also makes him more relatable.
Yeah. It to me, compared to now, well, actually, no. I think it probably makes way for things that would happen later down the road with like Roman Reigns and the Bloodline and shit.
Yeah.
But most of the promos talk about, like, I'm talking about just in general wrestling.
Yeah.
That most of the guys end up saying something along the lines of like, "Oh, I need to be champion to be the best," and that's where it ends. That's the superficial, catch-all, basic storyline thing. But for Eddie Guerrero, it's more personal. It's more about like redemption and overcoming his flaws as a human being, about being addicted to drugs and shit,
yeah,
and turning that addiction into essentially a superpower because he's desperate enough to do anything to become champion, and that plays into his gimmick of Latino Heat.
Yeah,
and it just plays out in so many different levels for just the Eddie Guerrero character individually.
Yeah, and how he talks about how this is his new addiction now. Mm. His new addiction is providing for his family and earning their respect back and all
and
that
apologizing.
Stuff. And apologizing.
Through the title.
Right, yeah. And how this belt symbolizes something. It's not just the belt.
Mm-hmm.
And God, it's another fucking great way to make the belt, again, mean something more than just within the context of wrestling.
Yeah, two guys fucking going at it. Okay, that would be good enough for most people, but... or actually, that's what you would expect, right? Just two guys scrapping to say that they're the best in the company. But then the stakes are raised by making it personal and saying, no, this is for my family. This is for me redeeming myself. And it just raises the stakes for him personally. And so I think for me, the farce or the thing that to make it personal to Brock Lesnar, right?
Yeah.
To say... Minneapolis, I don't know why I couldn't say Minneapolis. Minneapolis is the place where I got caught with addiction. I don't even think that's remotely fucking true.
No, of course
but,
not.
But it just adds an element to tie Brock to Eddie Guerrero and say, it happened in your fucking town. This is where I hit my fucking lowest of lows, but I overcame it and, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It's another storytelling element that just... Again, it makes the story seem... Again, it is ridiculous. Like, there's no way the odds are that that actually happened. But that makes the story more... I don't know if believable is the right word, or it just makes it seem more real, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's little minute details like that in the storytelling aspect of fucking wrestling that I don't care about the belt because it's just about being the best, right? It's just about, oh, this signifies that I'm the best. There's no substance behind that. Yes, I understand the motivation of someone to want to be the best, but like, when Eddie Guerrero was fighting for this belt, it was because he fucking needed this. Like, he needed it. Kind of the same thing even when Brock Lesnar was getting to be a new champion after he was beating Kurt Angle or whatever. Like, he needed this to prove that he wasn't just some dumb kid anymore or whatever. That he wasn't just superficially, oh, this big, strong guy. Like, oh, I can be the champion or whatever. Like... That's taking that same thing of like, oh, I need to prove that I'm the best, but like giving it a different paint job or whatever and making it something almost different than that.
Mm.
Whereas now it's just Cody Rhodes, oh, I want to be the best, so I want to be the very best. Like, oh, that he's just, that's all he's doing.
Or he initially had it when it was like the thing about his father and getting the title that he, but now that's over. That's all out the window.
Yeah, he again, finishing his story, right? That was it. Now... there's no real reason to continue that at this point. They haven't put anything compelling in front of him other than, oh, I'm just the best. And it's, you know, Gunther's kind of was that kind of starting to do that, right? Where it's like, oh, he just wants to be, I'm the best in the company and I'm the best. Yeah, all right. Listen, Gunther's a great wrestler. I just think that this type of storylining is not, I don't like it. It's not getting me into the character because there's no substance behind that motivation.
Well, for him, it's it's like for Lord of the Rings about like having the ring and going mad.
Yeah.
For him, it's like, okay, it's not madness, but it's like, all right, what's the thing that people are going to get reeled into for him being a heel? Because he doesn't have, like, that weird background story. Or not the weird background story. He didn't have, like, the Damian Priest background. Like, oh, I needed to win the fucking title to get off the streets and prove that I'm worth right. my salt. He's like, he came from a privileged family, or at least that's what happened in their feud or whatever. But his thing is, like, I got to bully people.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Which is fine, because that's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah. So, because he's a heel. But anyways, back to this, the Eddie Guerrero thing. It was just like, oh, it was kind of, that promo and like that whole storyline leading up to No Way Out. And like, man, even like with the announcers after that promo was done saying, and that's right, like this Sunday, No Way Out at Fresno, California, Eddie Guerrero is gonna try to prove that there is a way out. Like, goddamn, like even that one little line, man, it just adds a whole like another layer of depth to the storyline that I don't think they're really giving us that today. The characters mostly are one dimensional. This even you can say what you want about Brock Lesnar or whatever, but even in this storyline, Brock Lesnar wasn't just one dimensional because he wanted to take Eddie Guerrero down and throw him back into the gutter that he came from, basically. Mm-hmm. Like that was his motivation. Mm-hmm.
And then it's like letting a junkie win.
Yeah. In true heel fashion. Like, I don't give a shit. You know,
that also ended up playing out in the Kurt Angle storyline leading into WrestleMania. Is like, shit, if fucking Eddie Guerrero wins and this straight-laced motherfucker like Kurt Angle that was an Olympic champion.
Right, yeah.
Then he's a disgrace to the goddamn title because if he has to cheat to win, then what does that mean to the title? If I, Kurt Angle, end up losing, then what does that say about me as a fucking wrestler?
Yeah, exactly. So. And also the again, with Eddie Guerrero in particular, like, yes, he cheats, right? And Eddie Guerrero is one of the wrestlers that, or one of the only wrestlers that cheating as a face is completely acceptable. Ric Flair is the other one. When Ric Flair is a face, he can still cheat and be cheered and adored by the crowd for cheating. Whereas when you're most people who cheat are not able to do that, and it's just bad. It's just a heel maneuver all the way around. Mm-hmm. But it's crazy how good Eddie Guerrero was. Oh, he could set up cheating as, you know, a good thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And people will cheer it. Also, it was funny that, yes, Fresno is a shit area, and it was very funny that everyone, he was talking about addiction, the audience was like, yeah!
Yeah,
like we love drugs, too!
I don't know if Fresno is, like, the meth capital, but it's like, oh, man. If it's going to be anywhere, it's probably going to be fucking Fresno.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But do you have anything else
to say? No, I think that was pretty much it. Right. You know.
Yeah,
I mean, go check out the promo yourself. If you haven't seen it, go check it out.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, as we were saying, that this is probably one of the better promos cut by fucking Eddie Guerrero, especially for him to leading into the fact that he would end up being one of the main eventers for WrestleMania. Oh, yeah. Is, man, 2004 was a fucking magical year.
It was. It was a great year. WrestleMania 20, I mean, fuck, that was some good shit that happened that year. But anyways, all right, that'll do it for us. If you want to follow us on social media, you can follow us on Instagram at Game Rage Magazine, Instagram and TikTok, at Game Rage Mag on Twitter/X. Go to YouTube, Game Rage Magazine. Like, comment, and subscribe there. If you want to follow Adam, you can follow him at All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram. You can follow our good buddy Frank at Anime_Syndicate_Podcast. That'll do it for us. We'll catch you big, beautiful bastards on the next one. That was another wonderful, amazing, powerful episode of the Game Rage Wrestling
podcast. And take it from me, ladies and gentlemen, the natural lad, Jet Swag. If there's one podcast, one show you should be listening to, that you should be absolutely grateful for, it's the Game Rage Wrestling Podcast. And one of the things you can do to show your appreciation for all the hard work and dedication that these boys put out day in, day out, just for you people, it's that you can go and you can subscribe and you can like and follow them on the Instagram and the TikTok at Game Rage Magazine. You can also follow them and like them and subscribe to them on the old Twitter, which I don't know what it's called now, but who cares? It's at Game Rage Mag there. Additionally, if you feel the need to really show your appreciation, which you should, then go to their website at www.GameRageMagazine.com and show us some love. Show them some love. And show some love for the natural lad, Jet Swag.